Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings. Time now for Hey, I Was Wondering. If we use your Hey, I Was Wondering, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs, and we've got a lot of them to give out. So hopefully you're filling up our DMs. You're texting us at 60123. We keep track of that now. At least I hope somebody is. Or you can email us anytime, all right? This comes to us from Mary, who says, I wonder if I'm a heartless bee.
What?
Why would you be, Mary?
No. Well, let me tell you.
All right.
Hey, Eric, I don't want to seem like a heartless bee because I do understand that we're going through challenging, difficult times, some more so than others, and my thoughts and prayers go out to all those people. That being said, does every commercial that we hear and see have to state that we're going through challenging times? I mean, thank you, Captain Obvious. We all know that's happening around us. And every time I hear, during these difficult times, or through these challenging times, I just cringe. It is possible to sell a product and focus on the good a company is doing without reminding us every 30 seconds what is happening. We get it. This is unprecedented. Got it. Now, let's just try to start to focus on the positive without starting each conversation with, during these challenging times.
Hmm.
Does that make me a heartless bee? Just wondering. Thanks, Mary. We kind of addressed this issue earlier this week as
right?
I went through a series of mock commercials.
And they were really good.
Where products that you would never think would be so concerned about challenging times are concerned with challenging times.
Right, yeah. Right. No, I know exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah. We are probably reaching the point of the threshold,
exhaustion.
The diminishing returns.
Yeah, I would love to know if these commercials like work for them.
Yeah.
You know, like whether or not they see some kind of like whatever they're hoping to see.
I'm certain that they want to continue advertising but don't want to appear insensitive because
that's
they're
it.
Advertising.
Right, it's a
so
fine line.
So you throw that in at the beginning to get the free pass to sell shoes.
Yeah, yes. right.
Or whatever
right.
it might be. But hey, we all need shoes at all times, even unprecedented times.
Sure.
Right, same kind of goes for emails right now. If you're trying to get work done, everybody always writes in there like, hope you're staying safe, stay well,
right.
Just challenging times, but send me that file whenever, right now.
So do you think that bothers you when people you wish they would stop wishing you well?
No, I don't wish that, but I've started doing it. I didn't do it at the beginning of the pandemic,
yeah.
And now I'm like, hope you're well, hope everyone's safe, stay safe, stay inside.
Maybe change the delivery a little bit, like, hey, you got a fever? Was just thinking about a file you owe me. You know, like one of those.
You got a fever.
Hey, you got a
mix
fever?
Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you got a fever? No? Good for you.
Now send me what
like
I need,
yeah.
Please.
Right. Do you find, Whip, that you're a little worn out on during these challenging times commercials?
Yeah, I always, I don't want to sound insensitive myself, but I never like it when a brand tries to manipulate me that emotionally, even
right.
in normal times.
Right.
It always kind of just makes me like, this is not your role in my life. Stop it.
Right.
You know, right.
And that's
right.
That's more how I feel now.
Yeah. During these tough times.
Right, right.
When there seems to be nothing but despair. All you want to do is wake up in the morning and start your day like you used to. Pop-Tarts. You like that?
Pop-tarts.
Like
what
that?
Is so good about that is you throw out such unexpected companies.
Yeah.
Discount tires.
I do that.
Levi's.
I do it with my buddies, and they're always like, the best part is trying to predict what the product's going to be.
Right.
That's my favorite part.
You know what the product is going to be when you start saying
no,
it?
No, not when I start, but by about midway through, I feel like, all right, I got to come up with a product in my head. And there needs to be a line for that product.
I've noticed that.
Starting your day. Pop-Tarts. You
he
know,
said
like
something about slipping into, you know, being comfortable. And I was like, what is he doing?
Levi's.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no.
They say TV viewing is up. The new time for us to watch TV is 2 in the morning. That's the new hotspot time.
Yeah.
So jeez. All of the networks are like, all right, we got to roll out all of our new stuff at 2 a.m. That's when everybody's watching.
That's right.
It is true.
Top three things. That's really not. They're really not rolling stuff out at 2 a.m., but you're right. Top three things you're watching at 2 a.m. What are they? Oh, I love this one. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi, I watch this one, too, over and over and over.
Forensic Files.
Forensic Files on the Headline Network. Yeah.
They finally put some new ones out, by
the
way.
That was my question.
I know, Forensic Files 2. It's so good.
Is it good? I haven't seen Forensic Files 2. I've seen the old ones that were obviously produced in the 70s.
Right. Yeah. The actual voice guy on those old ones passed away, unfortunately, but there is a new person.
Yep. 312-233-1019. Tie at number three. Mike, what are you watching at 2 a.m.?
Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
I've actually seen that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've watched that, too.
Look at you guys.
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
You guys sat around the middle of the night watching Beachfront Bargain Hunt over at Mike's house?
Well, no.
Mike's a very friendly guy.
Yeah.
Very inviting.
What is it, Mike, exactly? Yeah. What is the show?
It's HGTV, and they search bargain hunts on the beachfront houses.
Pretty self-explanatory in the title.
Kind of in the title. All right. John, hi there, John. Phone sounds good here on our end at number two. John?
Guys Grocery Games on Food Network.
Guys Grocery Games or just Grocery Games?
No, Guy Fieri.
Oh, I thought it was just a bunch of guys.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a good show, too.
Gotcha. Grocery Games with Guy Fieri at 1 o'clock in the morning. Why would you want to sleep?
Seriously.
And finally, in at number one, it's an oldie. It's a classic. Everybody loves it. Lori is watching what in the middle of the night?
Oh, my God. I'm watching Beverly Hills, 90210.
Ah, there it is right there. Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
Are you a Team Brenda or Team other one? Kelly, right?
Oh, Team Brenda all the way.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like yourself
all the
some.
Way.
Are you more Jason Priestley or Luke Perry? Which one?
Luke Perry. Jason Priestley's too
goody-goody.
Yeah, he is too goody-goody.
Yeah, Luke Perry.
Yeah, good memories, good times.
Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
My sister was named after Brenda from 90210.
Oh, wow, what an honor.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What an honor.
Because my mom was learning English watching that, and she's like, oh, this looks like a nice character. I'm like, she's not.
Oh, thank you, Dylan. Lori, what are you doing?
Actually, I'm heading into work. I'm a nurse.
Oh, well, thank you for
thank
what you.
You
do.
Oh, yeah,
thank
for sure.
Thank you, thank
it's
you.
Nurses Week.
My pleasure.
Yeah. How have things been at the hospital where you're headed?
Actually, not terrible at the moment. Our census is down as far as, like, COVID patients. So I'm actually a neurosurgery nurse, so we're kind of trying to ramp up our procedures and get our patients in for surgery.
We're
starting to get busy because we're trying to get our patients back in.
When I had my spine surgery, it was a neurosurgeon who did it. A lot of neurosurgery nurses taking care of me. You're the best.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Tantrum's out of control. Mom put together a book. The kid who stole the car to drive to California to get a Lamborghini actually got a ride in a Lamborghini, which seems to reward bad behavior, but whatever. The most recent tantrum, either by your toddler or your husband or wife, was what? 312-233-1019. Hi, Josh.
Hi, guys.
What happened?
So I walked into the bathroom and I found my son with the toilet plunger over his entire face.
Cool.
It's
perfect. Perfect. What was he trying to do?
I'm not quite sure. He's trying to get to the bottom, apparently. Once I took it away from him, it was World War III. He was very upset at the fact that I wouldn't allow him to keep plunging his face.
Right, plunging your face. And there isn't enough sanitizer in the world to clean that face, is there, Josh?
No, not even close, especially nowadays.
Yep. Just let the sores start to appear.
Yuck!
Hey, what are you going to do? It's a plunger.
Sores.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, most recent tantrum.
So, my kids were great when they were toddlers. They never threw tantrums. But yesterday, my 24-year-old asked me to help her make masks on our day off for her people that she works with.
Right.
So as we were sewing them, she got up and left, and I said, where are you going? She goes, oh, I'm going to go play PlayStation with my friends. And I said, you just asked me to help you make these masks. And for 20 minutes, she went on a tirade of telling me what a horrible person I was. And that all she wanted to do was play with her friends because she doesn't get to see them because of the quarantine. and just went on for 20 minutes screaming at me.
We're all under a lot of pressure. We're all under a lot of pressure that video games relieve. You, the least you can do is understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, now get back to my work.
Jeez, get back to work. Happy Mother's Day.
The most recent tantrum, man. Anna.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, my daughter's now 14, but when she was 3, almost 4, she got sick and tired of having a baby sister who was 18 months.
That's the worst.
And so I know.
Yeah.
So she decided, she concocted a plan and decided to get rid of her 18-month-old sister by pushing her out the door.
Oh, wow. I thought she was going to smother her with a plunger.
My sister put me in a
suitcase.
Don't
give her the ideas.
Pushed her out the door?
40-degree weather, and I was, you know, trying to do the mom thing, get ready to go to work.
Right.
I'm like, hey, why is the door open?
No reason.
We decided to go for a walk across the street, and we had a search party. Couldn't find her. Okay. It was the dog that found her.
Thank God for the pets.
Family dog keeping the family together. Yes. I understand, though. Being the only child does seem appealing at some point, and, you know, you got to come up with creative ways to get rid of the evidence of your siblings.
Yeah.
True.
They're always around.
I mean, you see it on Dateline all the time.
Always.
Hi, Krista.
Hi.
Most recent tantrum?
Yes. My 4-year-old daughter, a couple weeks ago when we had the huge snowstorm, put on some high-heeled shoes, a tank top, and shorts, and insisted on going outside.
The same thing to work yesterday.
Well, it was Thursday, right?
Yeah. Well, she ended up getting outside in that and tried making snow angels in barely no clothes. And when she got when she got all cold, she started screaming and crying, and I'm like, well, there you have it.
Right.
And I wouldn't let her out. She made it through, and it was just fairly funny.
Oh, you got your hands full with her. Wait till she's 16 wearing nothing.
Oh, beauty is pain. Kristen Cavallari says she's divorcing Jay Cutler because he's lazy and unmotivated. So Kristen Cavallari and most of the Bears offensive coordinators all agree.
For sure.
Isn't that the truth?
Joanna Gaines admits it wasn't love at first sight with husband Chip Gaines. He came on a little strong, a little flashy, a little chatty, a little talky.
Trying to impress her.
Right. She's like, enough with the Ferraris and the really cool house flipping you're doing. I got it. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who didn't like your spouse at first? Matthew?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Right back at you.
Yes, my wife did not like me when we first met. She thought I was very negative. She didn't care
what
for
what does she know?
Exactly.
Right.
I wore her down.
Right.
Oh, I guess.
They say that's the approach to most relationships that are successful. Just wear them down.
For sure.
Just keep showing up.
Yeah. Just wear them down. So she thought you were too negative. Anything else she didn't like about you?
Well, no, that was the main thing. And, you know, over a period of time, you know, she, you know, we went on our first date. She... You know, I leaned in for a kiss, and she says, I just want to be friends.
She hit with the friend card.
She friend-zoned you.
Man, I don't know. Yeah. That's pretty impressive that you still, you know, got her in the end.
So to speak.
Oh, my God. No. I mean, you got the relationship.
Did you get her
in the
end, Matthew?
Oh, good Lord.
I'm sorry, Eric.
Nothing.
Oh, God.
It's Melissa's choice of words sometimes.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
It's kind of their business, I think.
Oh, good Lord.
Hi, Janet. Oh, good Lord.
Sorry, I'm freaking out. I didn't.
Good Lord. Janet.
Yes, good morning.
Didn't like your husband at first?
No, he was really good looking, and he asked me out. And then when I went out with him, he was such like a dud.
Yeah. A dud.
So
that's nice.
Yeah, we waited another year, and we went out again, and now we've been married for almost 39 years.
How did he finally undud himself?
We went out with some other people to Great America when it was, this was long, many, many years ago, like I said.
Right.
And we went on the Ferris wheel ride, and, well, he leaned over, and, well, that was it.
Right.
Oh.
He's wearing that really cool polo cologne.
That'll do it every time.
Smelling fresh.
Right. Said all the right things. Look at that. Hi there, Elle.
Hey.
Hi. Husband didn't like you, or you didn't like him?
So he probably didn't like me at first. The first time we hung out in kind of like a date-ish situation, well,
we were in school still. It was a long night of debauchery and whatnot and drinking, and I ended up getting so drunk I threw up on his shoes.
Ah, throw up on his shoes right out of the gate. But at this point, you weren't even boyfriend, girlfriend. You were just a couple of people drinking and shacking up by each other.
Yeah.
You know how all the beautiful relationships start.
That's right.
Those are the people that are always walking off in the sunset hand in hand down a beach. I think that's beautiful.
Aww.
Thank you all. I'm glad it worked out. This is where it all began. The idea, the genesis of the idea of Violetta's Family Restaurant closing on Sunday.
Yes, that's their last day this Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
After how many years in business?
2 days.
More than 35 years in business. My parents built this place from the ground up, and my whole family has worked there.
And Sunday is the final day.
Yes, Mother's
So
day.
Today is the day our featured restaurant that we're going to ask you to get involved with is Violetta's Family Restaurant.
Oh, I love this. It means so much.
Little Bucharest Bistro on North Elston in Chicago. Tell us a little bit about... Oh, we have your dad on hold, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think my dad's here, Bronco.
Let's say hello to your father. Hi, Bronco.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, my dear Violetta.
Hello. I'm shocked you're up. This is a win.
It is.
Yes. Not normally up this early.
Small victories.
Bronco, we were very sorry to hear about the closing coming on Sunday. We want to do a little bit for you, a little part, if we can, today, and have you be our featured restaurant of the day.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and God bless you, folks.
Little Bucharest Bistro. What would you say, Bronco, is the dish that you've prepared over the past 35 years you're most proud of? What's your signature?
Voila. I don't. My lovely wife. Ah. It's a stuffed cabbage.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And goulash, baby. Goulash.
Goulash, baby.
Yeah, that's short rib goulash on potato pasta gnocchi with green beans, pearl onions, and all the fixings.
Sounds good.
You sound like you're coming right to our table to tell us the special of the day there, Violetta.
Well, I did work there. My sister and I, my mom and dad, we've been there from day one.
So, Bronco, when you opened Little Bucharest Bistro, what was your goal at the time? What was your vision? What kind of food or restaurant did you want to have?
It was a vision of God Bless America, Land of Opportunity.
Land of Opportunity, yeah.
That's nice.
Obviously, to have a beautiful homemade cooked food, unlike a hamburger and hot dog, where I had a pizzeria before. Mm-hmm. But, yes, the vision it is to make the food contemporary. Obviously, many people doesn't know where some little countries in Europe it is on the map. Mm-hmm. But we did good from Ashland Avenue to now on Elston Avenue. When people were coming and after 2 years, they say, hey, what's wrong with you? Do you remember? Well, remember what 2 years ago? I got engaged in your restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Now I have grandchildren, yeah, or so many other ladies going to the label from the eating the beautiful stuffed cabbage and goulash.
Ah.
And then they come back with their children.
So many beautiful memories. Yes. Families coming there through the generations to Little Bucharest Bistro on North Elston in Chicago. Now, Violetta, it's described here, and maybe you can explain this too, a stylish European bistro featuring Romanian-inspired fare.
Yeah, I think just Eastern Europe has so many distinct flavors. You know, the goulash, the schnitzel, the spätzle. We have this eggplant spread, which is so good. It's kind of like a baba ganoush. Comes with grilled pita bread and a Mediterranean salad on the side. I think it's just kind of our home recipes, but it incorporates so much of Europe and Eastern Europe, all those flavors in there.
And your mother is in the kitchen cooking all this.
Yeah, my mom's there. She, is busting her butt in the heat there every day. My dad's front of the house. And I think, like, you know, my parents obviously are proud of me and they tell me constantly. But I, Dad, want to tell you that I'm proud of you and everything you've done because they've built so much and they've made so many memories and affected the neighborhoods that they've been in for so many years that they're going out under different conditions. You know, what they weren't planning this necessarily.
Yeah,
and I think that this weekend is kind of a tribute to them and everything that they've done in the last 35 years. So thank you, Dad.
I love you. Oh, that's sweet.
Love you too.
So hard to be a man.
Is it?
Whatever.
Definitely.
The demands on us, the expectations, the needs. How do we get through the day and do it, Whip? I don't know. Somebody give us a medal.
Really?
Right now.
Right now.
I roll.
Yeah. Somebody give us a medal because in a new survey, nearly half of men say they're doing most, if not all, of this at home. Only 3% of women agree. The other 97% have obviously been drinking a lot of wine.
Yep.
And have lost their perspective. Men claim they're doing the majority of this at home. What is it, Joe?
Cooking.
Cooking. No. No. Although probably that too. Mm-hmm. Most men say they're doing this at home, and we deserve a medal for it, Sharon.
Homeschooling.
Exactly right.
Oh.
Really?
Yep, we're doing all of it.
What?
Yep.
I didn't see that coming.
Not many people realize, but men are doing most of the homeschooling, according to a new study of men.
Well, I think if you think about it, the general wit and wisdom that we provide just all day, every day, just by being, I mean, that's homeschooling in and of itself.
Teachable moments, for sure.
In a crunch, you need your homeschooling done. We're your guy right here.
Wow.
How's it going, Sharon?
Yeah, wow. Just wow.
You seem like a cynic.
Yeah. Sharon, not in the 3% of women who agree.
All right. In the latest morning consult poll asking 2,200 Americans about tasks when it comes to helping kids with their homeschooling, 45% of men with children under the age of 12 said, I'm doing all of it. 97% of women said, have you lost your freaking mind?
They're like, I got snack time and gym.
Yeah, so there's a disconnect there somewhere. Right. I don't know what it could be, and I don't know why women won't just own up to it and just accept the truth that we're doing all the heavy lifting.
Something they're not getting.
Sure.
Probably. Also, as a follow-up to this, see how you feel about this. Another survey has found that millennial men pamper their dogs more than female dog owners.
Oh.
So men pamper their dogs more than women pamper their dogs.
Yeah, stop doing that. Pamper your girlfriends. Mm. I could kind of see that.
Can we leave this
one
about the dogs, please?
Sure.
Please.
Yeah. See this a little bit.
I can kind of understand that.
That you do see?
Yeah, I think so.
Because women are so busy, doing all the other work. Taking care of the dogs.
We have to do all the schooling and take care of the dogs. We're not supermen.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.